We're talking to Dom from Muse. Your new album, The Second Law, out on September 17th. What do you hope to achieve with this sixth studio album as a band?
Well, I think we've achieved, you know, just by finishing it and making some of the music that we've made. I mean, that's a big achievement in itself. You know, it's kind of the hardest thing about making an album is actually finishing it, you know, because the last couple of months just seem to go on forever because it's, you know, I thought we were finished about 6 months ago, but we've only just finished. But I think we're about to embark on another huge tour around the world, which normally lasts about 2 years. So I'm kind of hoping that it'll, you know, like the last one, take us to some far-reaching places around the globe and hopefully some places we've never been to before and, you know, just, you know, go and see some new faces out there and go to some different countries for us.
Have you got a chance to see the artwork? I guess the artwork was released today. The Brain Pathways type with bright neon colors.
I've had a chance to see it.
Well, of course. You've got approval of that. How would you describe that? Is artwork very important for the band, I guess?
Yeah, absolutely. It was, what it is, it's some new technology. It's like a scan of the brain that's basically representing all the different neurons of the brain in different colors. So it's like this kind of bizarre three-dimensional colorful scan of the brain that we thought was just, kind of like a really crazy and interesting image. So we managed to get that on the front cover.
Nice.
And you can check it out on our website now. It's on there.
Perfect. And you mentioned that Skrillex is a huge influence on this new album. Is he, does dubstepping and Muse get along here? Or?
Well, I not necessarily him, but in, you know, just, I think on this album there's been a bit of like current electronic music that's been a little bit influential, you know, like a track like Unsustainable. You know, that's, I suppose, slightly inspired by some current heavy electronic music, and we kind of wanted to do like our version of it with like real instruments, I suppose, in a kind of the antithesis to some of that electronic music. We wanted to make it, you know, create it out of real instruments, like the real thing, you know, and it's almost like a weird challenge to it in some kind of way, a challenge to like the old, you know, one man and a laptop and 80,000 people, which is kind of cool. And, it's definitely a new thing for that kind of, performance, live performance to be so big, but, we're kind of sticking up for the musicians.
Not that they're not, but
sticking out for the rock band concept, I suppose.
Is Unsustainable the next single from the album, or right now we're playing Survivor?
No. That Unsustainable is like this kind of weird, you know, the weird, that kind of very electronic, slightly dubstep type influence track.
Yeah.
But that we put out as a trailer. You know, we did like a little album teaser trailer, but that's not really a single. It's just like kind of a weird, you know, just a bit of strange conceptual music for the album.
Yeah.
But the next single is Madness, which hopefully you guys will play.
Oh, for sure.
And then the single after that is, I'm not actually sure what it is after that. I don't think we decided yet.
What can you tell us about Madness?
Madness is, it's a very different type of song, I think, for our band. I mean, it's actually really kind of starts off very like minimal and electronic sounding. So it sounds pretty fresh. I mean, it feels fresh for our band at least. And it's kind of quite a simple song as well that starts really small and builds into something that is, you know, kind of a big kind of, I suppose, slightly Muse-style ending. You know, it gets quite large and a little bit epic at the end. That's an oxymoron, isn't it? A little bit epic. There's no such thing as a little bit epic. And, you know, also, like, lyrically, it's a really kind of personal, like, love song as well. So it felt like it's going to surprise a lot of people when it comes out, but it felt like something we wanted to do right now.
Are we going to hear some of the new songs in the closing ceremonies here, or are you going to go back to the old stuff that you can play?
I think we're going to play Survival.
Nice.
We're just going to play one song at the closing ceremony.
Okay.
I think we're going to play Survival, and then, you know, and then once we get on the road, then that's when we start playing all the new stuff. So, you know, I'm sure we're going to be, you guys are in Edmonton, so is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, so we'll be coming up there.
Oh, really?
So I got a feeling, I don't know if that's on the first part of our North American tour. It might well be.
Dom, I'm getting goosebumps.
Get to Canada pretty soon. Yeah.
can we make this official? Can tickets go on sale right now? Or we'll split the cost.
Yeah. If it all goes weird, we need to find a venue first.
Okay. Well, we'll do it right here.